SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
Australia's legal system is a complex framework designed to maintain order, ensure justice, and protect the rights of its citizens.
Australia is a common law system, like the UK, Hong Kong, New Zealand, many of the other former parts of the British Empire.
Welcome to Australia Explained. You are listening to your host, Afnan Malik.
If you're dealing with things like obtaining a visa to visit or to live in Australia, those are Commonwealth laws that you would be dealing with rather than state laws.
As a federation, Australia comprises six states and two territories, each with its own government, legislature, and court system operating alongside the Commonwealth federal structures. In this episode, we'll explain how this system works and the options available for legal assistance. The Australian legal system involves a diverse array of actors and institutions. Despite their differing roles and hierarchy, they all work together to uphold the foundation of the legal system, the rule of law. William Parlett, Associate Professor at the University of Melbourne Law School, explains.
It means that, you know, all individuals have to follow the law. The law applies equally to all people. The law is applied by impartial, independent courts in a way that is fair to all of the individuals appearing in front of the court, and that the law is passed in a procedural way. The key institution that plays the central role in the rule of law is Parliament and the representatives who pass laws that govern our behaviour and that are applied impartially.
Parliamentary procedures for creating legislation at both the Commonwealth and state levels are outlined in Australia's fundamental legal document, the Constitution. Legislation passed by Parliament, known as Acts of Parliament, is referred to as statute law. Additionally, laws are created through court interpretations of these statutes, which are known as case law. Dr. Parlett outlines the hierarchy between the two.
Australia is a common law system, like the UK, Hong Kong, New Zealand, many of the other former parts of the British Empire. The chief source of law is statute, which is a law passed by Parliament. The courts can create what's called case law, which can become what we know as the common law. Now, the common law can always be overridden by statute.
There is also delegated legislation made by the executive government. For instance, ministers make law in the form of regulations under the authority of an Act of Parliament. Statute law is the fundamental source of legal norms. Dr. Parlett explains, as regulations are issued to implement statutes passed by Parliament. Australia's legal system reflects the fact that it is a commonwealth of states and territories. Practically, this means there are federal laws and legislations that differ across jurisdictions. In cases of direct conflict between federal and state laws, federal law prevails. Chris Stone from South Australia's Legal Services Commission says that there are certain issues ranging from marriage to taxation and immigration which are regulated by the same laws no matter where you live in Australia.
Areas where the federal government is given the authority under the Constitution, such as defence, issues involving foreign affairs, migration. So that's why if you're dealing with things like obtaining a visa to visit or to live in Australia, those are Commonwealth laws that you would be dealing with rather than state laws.
A common example of legislation that changes depending on your state or territory is road traffic laws. Mr. Stone, again.
In South Australia, just like in every state and territory, there are laws that relate to driving motor vehicles on the road that regulate people's ability to get a driving license, how you go about registering a car, how fast you can drive, and so on. These are state laws. So there are areas where every state can do its own thing.
Australia's federal system is also reflected in its court structures. where the High Court reserves as the ultimate forum of appeals at all levels. Dr. Pallett explains.
So you have the federal court, which has a number of different levels. We also have within the federal court, which is a separate section, which in the federal jurisdiction is called the family court, because family law in Australia is in the national jurisdiction. But the state level, we have a number of courts all the way down to the magistrates' courts, to the county court, to the Supreme Court, to the Court of Appeal, and so forth, which deal with the implementation of state laws. So the High Court oversees both the federal courts in the national jurisdiction and those at the state level as well.
When it comes to criminal law, most matters are dealt within state or territory levels. Legal proceedings are typically initiated by the state in criminal cases. However, this is not the case in civil matters involving disputes between individual and organizations, such as property disputes, breach of contract, and workers' compensation cases. Greg McIntyre, SC, the Law Council of Australia President-elect, outlines the difference.
Criminal matters, usually they are initiated in the police service. They investigate crimes. They then refer them to the Director of Public Prosecutions in each of those jurisdictions, and the director decides whether or not to prosecute a person. The civil system doesn't involve the government as the primary mover of the proceedings. A plaintiff brings a case to the court where the remedy is one of damages or compensation.
Unlike civil cases, criminal matters are prioritized in government-subsidized legal assistance services, which include legal aid commissions in each jurisdiction and Commonwealth legal financial assistance schemes.
Those agencies do have limits on the number of cases that they can take on, and some areas of law are given priority over others. So criminal areas where people are at risk of imprisonment get a higher priority for being granted legal assistance. Family law, where people have limited resources. Civil claims, where people are seeking compensation for something, it's generally fairly difficult to get legal aid.
Those needing legal representation but cannot afford commercial rates and are not eligible for government-funded programs can explore options such as searching for lawyers in their area who provide pro bono assistance for certain matters. In any case, when hiring a legal practitioner, it is good practice to verify the validity of their credentials. Mr. McIntyre explains.
All legal practitioners are obliged to have a current practice certificate under the regulations which apply in each of the states and territories. Each of those has a statutory body who issues those practice certificates, and they have a website where you can check whether the individual that you're in communication with has a practice certificate and doesn't have any disqualifications upon it. In addition, you can find out that sort of information from the bar associations and the law societies.
Community legal centres are another option. They include women's legal services in each state and territory, which specialise in providing legal support for family violence cases. Mr. Stone from the SA Legal Services Commission says that legal aid encompasses more than just representation. Various types of legal support are available to anyone, regardless of their financial circumstances.
What most people probably think about when they hear the term legal aid, they think about lawyers going to court. That's only in certain legal issues. Most legal aid commissions will provide other assistance, such as advice to people that is not dependent on a grant of legal aid.
Mr. Stone says getting legal advice is always recommended, especially if you're not familiar with Australia's legal system.
Sometimes people may be in Australia having had very bad experiences elsewhere with a legal system or with legal process, and that would tend to influence them in terms of their attitude towards the law and legal process. So people getting advice about how the legal system works in Australia is always a good idea.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Australia Explained. This episode was written and produced by Zoe Thamadu, hosted by me, Afnan Malik. Australia Explained, Managing Editor is Rosa Gamian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.